We look at this question. Why did God send his mother, Our Lady of Fatima, with the warnings of Fatima? Before, there have been many other, you know, prophecies, but why this particular one? Why these warnings? We're going to look at this question, but in particular, we want to know when this prophecy applies for. Hello, friends of Following Padre Pio. My name is Edward Urban, and on this channel, Following Padre Pio, we take a glimpse into the supernatural life of the Capuchin friar, Padre Pio, the mystic and miracle worker. And we offer you a series of short stories, so please do stay tuned to this channel, and we hope that you will be amazed to find out what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you or for someone you love. And we ask you do support us in our Padre Pio apostolate by liking our videos, sharing them with others, and also subscribe to our channel. Once you've subscribed, you'll have to click that reminder bell. Continuing with our story. It is now over 100 years since the apparitions of Our Lady of Fatima. And the time has passed, but when are these things going to be fulfilled? And perhaps here we need to remember that our Lord prophesied the destruction of Jerusalem, and it took 70 years before that prophecy was fulfilled. So why was Jerusalem singled out in that prophecy? And perhaps it was because Jerusalem rejected our Lord. And so today we have to ask the same question. Have our Lord's teachings been rejected again? Is there a parallel between these two prophecies? Padre Pio had a very strong devotion to Our Lady of Fatima. Let us remember, Our Lady appeared to three shepherd children at a place near Fatima in Portugal, and that was way back in 1917. And it wasn't just a coincidence that this apparition was just a few months, just 2 months before the Bolshevik revolution broke out in Russia, took place also in 1917. It seems that the two were strongly linked. The errors of Russia coming in on one side, and Our Lady of already at Fatima providing the antidote to all of these things. The apparitions of Our Lady alerted people to the sins that were taking place. These sins were referred to as so bad even at that time. They were an abomination in the sight of God, that the mother of Jesus was now unable to hold back God's hand. And somehow God's justice was demanding a chastisement which was then due. So as we understand it, World War I was part of this chastisement. A further one was promised if people did not repent and turn from their ways. World War II arrived, and we've seen numerous wars since then. She speaks of nations being annihilated. So now, is this all coming to a head? Have things changed? Are we looking at a different situation now? There have been many books, meetings, and things like that describing, analyzing these things. And there's so much speculation going on, people make about the punishments that Our Lady announced to these three poor shepherds. The speculation can be on things of, how is this going to happen? Is it possible that we can escape out of this and avoid the whole thing, the whole chastisement? Or what criteria even will be used to punish people? Which nations? Are there particular sins for particular nations that will be punished in the chastisement? All sorts of speculation. So on the one hand, we have Our Lady speaking a frightening message to us. And yet we must not forget that on the other hand, there is this message of hope. And we must never forget this. She said, in the end, her immaculate heart would triumph. She speaks of that as a certainty, as something that will happen, as an epoch, as a time that will occur. Yet, for this time to begin, it looks as if we may have to go through a bit of a bumpy road, through a punishment, if, that is, the requests of Our Lady have not been met. So now let us remember that when Saint John the Baptist was alive, he told people, repent and be baptized. And then our Lord said a similar thing. He said, do penance, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And his disciples continued with a similar theme. Is there a parallel between this and the prophecy of Our Lady at Fatima, of a new epoch in which her immaculate heart will triumph? So we have to look at the requests that were made at Fatima. Let us take a look. The first thing Our Lady asked was that people would say a daily rosary. Also, to develop a devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And to attend the five first Saturdays. That is, to go to Mass on the five first Saturdays of each month. And also, she wanted people to do penances for themselves, for others. Abandon our life of sin. Any sin in our life, we have to turn away from, abandon it. And she wanted also the consecration of Russia. So there were these six requirements. And I'm sure you'll agree that we seem to be completely inundated, sin all around us. And have things changed in general in the last 104 years? All sorts of blasphemies take place. Desecrations of churches are... we hear about them all the time now. There's sins against purity and chastity, and even against nature. We see the breakdown of family life, immorality, networks of immorality, increased demand for abortion. The human life is not respected in the womb. Abandonment even nowadays of the sacraments. So there's indifference to all of these things. Is something right or wrong? Complete indifference. So that's how I see it. To me, it's almost like a car wheel spinning in the mud. You know, you and I could make a comment, this is not right, but how is this car going to get out of the mud? It seems almost as if a divine intervention of some sort is going to be necessary to bring us through these difficult times. So now, who can give us an answer as to when these things may happen? The triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So let us have a look at what Padre Pio had to say. And this information was given by one of Padre Pio's spiritual sons, who is still alive today, and it was recently published in Italy. And this spiritual son tells us that this happened in the 1960s. So perhaps it was 1963 or 1964. And Padre Pio at that time had been speaking a lot about the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So one day after the Angelus, the 6 p.m. Angelus, Padre Pio was standing in the garden porch talking to his brothers and confreres and spiritual children. One of the spiritual children took advantage of this particular occasion and asked Padre Pio when the triumph of the Immaculate Heart was likely to occur. Do we have long to wait? And apparently Padre Pio replied this. He said, neither you nor I will see these times, but these children standing here, yes, they will. So who were those children? Well, they were children of people who were there present. And at that time, they were approximately 10 years old. So if we do the maths, we can now see that these children of that time would be about 68 years old. There's not a lot of time left before all of this is to come to pass, if this is true, what Padre Pio said. If our understanding is correct, then the punishments as well as the triumph of the Immaculate Heart will soon happen. They are not far off. So now is a good time to offer our prayers to Our Lady that she will help us. And through the intercession of Our Lady and Padre Pio, let us offer this special prayer for the conversion of others and also for the protection of ourselves. So we begin our prayer. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. O Virgin Mary, Our Lady of Fatima, who announced to the world afflictions and yet also great joys, you revealed the terrible punishments and also great triumphs through which Christianity will pass. You so clearly spoke against the moral decadences which have now arrived, and at the same time have showed us the unfathomable depths of your holiness. So I ask you, no, I beg you, change our spirits. Do not permit us to remain as one of the indifferent ones, looking only to our present, only to the immediate personal interests we may have. Grant us ardent souls, unpretentious, selfless, able to meditate on your message, and even if it expresses the extremes as indicated at Fatima, may we meditate on these things, that I may take an uncompromising position in favor of the absolutes of holiness as found in you, O my Mother, that we may have extremes of love for God, purity, humility, and unpretentiousness. Give us unbreakable resolve in the face of evil, that we may become exemplary Catholics, apostles of these times. Amen. And if you are new to our channel, then please do remember to like our videos, subscribe to our channel as well. After you've subscribed, you have to click that reminder bell. Please do continue watching our other videos, which follow shortly.